The ice cream van's in the village. The ice cream van is in the village. Oh, I've just been watching the news. It's quite interesting to see the news, especially the news from Iran, talking about its news sources as being Twitter. It was quoting short pieces of texts on the screen with source Twitter on the side. And, you know, I don't necessarily think this is enough. I use Twitter as kind of a backbone, as a spine for my media to go into it. Like, you know, now that I'm standing in the street and going past me right now is an old car. Probably can't see the Hell's Angel sat inside it. Probably not wanting to be in his car on a day like today. But I'm waiting for an ice cream van, which you might hear make a noise in a moment. I'm looking at it up the road, and there is a queue waiting for the ice cream van. I'm going to stay right here. But surely the fact I'm explaining my environment whilst in my environment and you hear the audio, it's a bit more credible. The same goes for photography. But they were also showing video that had been uploaded to YouTube, etc., saying we have no idea when this was taken. Well, surely if they probed a little bit deeper, I'm not sure what YouTube does to the metadata, for example, but shouldn't we have the ability to view the metadata from a lot of this content being thrown out there so that we could tell, assuming the camera's clock was right, when and sometimes where this footage was taken? It's really important for citizen journalists to think about this. Obviously not so much for the public suffering at the hands of a horrific regime as they are at the moment in Tehran. So maybe this is food for thought for the manufacturers when they are making their next devices, that the metadata is embedded. Maybe there's some of the platforms. I love the fact that Audio Boo allows you to GPS ping your position, and it's pretty accurate on its time coding, although it only will time code on upload. Maybe we can have the time code from when the recording was actually made. I think using Twitter as a backbone, as a spine, as the main arterial route for your multimedia to come through is much more credible than just dropping a tweet out. But I know at the moment, in places like Iran, the infrastructure doesn't allow anything more than a text message. Maybe this will change. Maybe as devices get better and as infrastructure gets better, we'll see far more multimedia content going into there. I'd be reluctant as an editor of some kind of a news channel to read sometimes very cleverly, very intelligently written tweets that could well be propaganda, that could well be sensationalised, without knowing the credibility of that person's account. Not one of these Twitter names were mentioned. It just said source Twitter. Well, source Twitter is nothing. There's a lot of crap on Twitter. Let's have source and then a particular name. Then we know that if this person is repeatedly known to be in certain areas, then it's probably a good source. Or that person's network can justify that this person tells the truth regularly. We should be verifying good, honest, online citizen journalism more than verifying who celebrities are on Twitter. Do you agree? I think that makes a lot more sense. Credibility of our news is really important for bloggers. Ice cream van's here. Gotta go. See? That's all I have to worry about. Bloody ice cream. Crazy, isn't it?